Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Kempf.
All right, Bob. So there's different advisories, watches, and warnings. Some people may not know the difference in what an advisory or a watch or a warning is. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, and our advisories, watches, and warnings, they work a little different in the winter compared to in the summer. You know, that winter weather advisory is just making you aware that, you know, there's something coming your way that could cause, you know, what they say, significant inconveniences because of the weather, you know. And those inconveniences, if it should escalate, could lead into more of a life safety situation. You know, the watch, they come out a lot earlier in the winter compared to in the severe storm season. A winter storm watch, you might get that 4 days ahead of time. They'll start talking about it and they'll put out a watch. And that's just to make you know that it's more intense. They could be longer lasting and things like that. And they're giving you more of a window to get prepared in the different things that you might do for that winter storm. And then a warning is like the warnings in severe weather. It's pretty much imminent that it's going to affect your area. Usually they'll try and put those out around 24 hours ahead of time. Sometimes they can get them out a little earlier, especially if it's more of a high likelihood that there's going to be that heavier snow accumulation or ice accumulation and things like that.
Of course, with the colder weather and colder temperatures, there's the exposure to cold temperatures that's always a risk to people as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, frostbite is one of those things to where a lot of times you don't know you've had frostbite until it's after and you're starting to get warmed up. You know, hypothermia can work the same way. You know, you want to wear, you know, several lighter layers so that you have layers to protect you from that and keeps the weather from carrying that heat away from your body and stuff like that. Frostbite's one of those things to where, you know, if you've got that pale, waxy look to your skin, what frostbite is it's actually the water molecules in your skin freezing and crystallizing is what causes frostbite. One of the things that you don't want to do is rub that because it's not liquid. It's ice inside your skin. So one of the best things to do is to put your hands, if that, you know, if you're talking about your fingers or your feet or something like that, extremities, you can put them under warm running water. You don't want to use real hot water. You want to kind of do a slow get rid of that instead of right away. You don't want to rub it or anything like that. You know, as far as, you know, the hypothermia, you know, that's where the core temperature of our body is getting below where it should be and stuff like that. And that works kind of the same way, you know, whether it maybe it's getting that person into the warm environment, wrapping them in a blanket, you know, getting them as covered up as possible so that, you know, the body's way of warming itself is shivering, you know. And that's one of the things with hypothermia is you lose that reaction. So as you warm them, shivering is a good thing, because that's the body creating more heat. So what you want to do is try and keep that heat in. And of course, in either one of those situations, you know, you've got the possibility, if it's severe enough, you're going to want to seek medical attention, especially with hypothermia, because, you know, with that body temperature going down, that can do a lot of things to our internal organs. It's hypothermia is very hard on the heart and stuff like that. So you would definitely want to seek some medical attention if you think that's something you might be suffering from.
Generators can definitely help people out. What are some safety tips for using those?
You bet. That's one of our big things with the winter storm is the possibility of losing power. You know, and make sure if you're going to use a generator, number one, it's hooked up properly. Whether or not you've had an electrician install, you know, an actual generator plug to hook to, or if you you know, done something to set up to where you can run a cord into the house. You know, maybe you've got a cord. Some people have a cord on their furnace so that they can run a regular extension cord in to run their furnace. I know of people that have done that. You know, if the power's going to be out for a long time, to run their refrigerator to their freezer for a while to help keep it cold. Number one, don't use them inside. I mean, you hear every year about somebody that had their generator running in their garage or in a breezeway or something like that, thinking they'd be fine, and that carbon monoxide has worked its way into the home. You know, and carbon monoxide can be such a slow killer to where you don't even know that that's what has happened to you and stuff like that. Make sure that whatever type of cord you're using to run off of it is properly sized, you know, for the voltage and whatnot that you're going to be, that your generator is and stuff like that. You know, try not to use it constantly. It's kind of like the heater in the car thing. You know, use it to warm up, you know, whether it's space heaters plugged into that furnace, doing the, you know, move it around and have it on the refrigerator a while, have it on the freezer for a while, you know, maybe having it run that space heater for a while, things like that. Make sure, just like your car, you take time to get it serviced ahead of time. Good fresh gas. Don't know how many times I've heard the story about the generator that first time they went to use it, it wouldn't start, wouldn't stay running. Well, they figured out that the gas had been in it for a year and a half, 2 years. Take time to do your duty. It's that preparation thing. Now's our time to be prepared. So that's probably some of the biggest things about that. Another thing on generators is make sure that you're not back feeding onto the line. It's very dangerous for our linemen out there that work for the electric company and stuff like that. You know, that's why it's important to just run that cord in and plug that appliance in through the cord or whatnot. You don't want to backfeed your whole system and things like that. You can overtax your generator. If you don't shut your main breaker off, you can be backfeeding juice back into the line, which could hurt somebody, you know, outside the home.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.